There's a limit on how much land the state can own, but that might change. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The state of Michigan owns 4.6 million acres of land. But for now, the state can't buy any more land. That's because the Michigan legislature capped the amount of land the state can own. But there's a release valve built into the law. Last fall, Governor Rick Snyder asked the Michigan Department of Natural Resources to make a strategic land management plan. If the legislature likes it, then the land cap will be lifted. Here's the governor talking about why he thinks we need a better plan for state land.
We really don't have a very strategic outlook on why we have it, what we're doing with it, and where it's going to go in the future, and how do we make sure we're the best stewards of it.
The DNR has drafted that plan, and the agency's been collecting public comments on it. Donna Stein is the DNR's policy coordinator. She says the people they heard from in southern Michigan want more state land.
They wanted more water access. They wanted more water trails and other kinds of trails.
Stein says in the meetings in northern Michigan,
they loved that they had a large amount of state land. They are very interested in making sure that there was a balance management approach to state land, that it wasn't all just for timber development, but that there was places for peace, solitude, and quiet areas too.
She says the DNR will review the comments and see if they need to change their plan. The draft plan calls for a lot of things. For example, more public access to lakes and rivers. It calls for the creation of 5 urban parks, and it seeks to grow the timber industry and have more mineral, oil, and gas leasing on state lands. Stein says the plan will reach Governor Snyder by the end of the month. If the legislature approves it, the land cap will be lifted across the state. If it's rejected, the land cap will be lifted just in southern Michigan. The cap will stay in place roughly from Clare heading north.
It's kind of a really convoluted process and depends a lot on, I think, the politics of this plan and how it's received once it hits the legislature.
Brad Garman is the director of conservation and emerging issues at the Michigan Environmental Council. He says some lawmakers argue there's too much state land.
But actually the vast majority, about 3.5 million acres of it, really is managed for timber. It's managed as a forest asset, and then the rest is managed for a variety of other purposes.
So by that measure, more than 3/4 of all state land is managed for timber. This is the Environment Report. The piping plover is a tiny little bird. They're endangered. Last year, there were just 58 breeding pairs in the Great Lakes region. 1/3 of the population nests in the Sleeping Bear Dunes area.
The chicks, they look like they're little cotton balls running up and down the beach. And they're kind of got these gangly legs and a very endearing bird.
Sue Jennings is the wildlife program manager at Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. She says because of the federal sequester, they've had to cut back on their seasonal staff. They set up fences to keep people and predators away from the plovers when they're nesting.
Unfortunately, it's coming down to the possibility of having those nests unattended for a period of time. And we've never had 24-hour, 7-day coverage, but we like to at least touch base with that nest throughout the week daily to ensure that the parents are incubating.
So Jennings says they're looking for volunteers to help guard the nests, especially if you live nearby. You can find more information on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.